on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Chronicle reporter Joe Garofoli. And Joe, good morning, by the way.
How are you, Pat?
Nice to have you back with us this morning.
Wonderful to be back.
Before we get to Nancy Pelosi, which you just wrote an article about, your take on the G20 summit so far?
Well, we'll see, what comes out of the main event,
the
Putin versus Trump. Trump did not help himself yesterday with, it just seems odd when he continues to not say definitively that the Russians were involved in hacking the U.S. election, which has universal credence among the U.S. Intelligence agencies. And in practical terms, for a man who touts himself as the art of the deal, he gives himself a weaker hand when he's going to talk to Putin. He doesn't have a hammer in his hand saying, "Hey, you hacked our elections."
Yeah.
Instead, he comes in there and says, "Well, no, could have been you, could have been someone else. Maybe there's some kind of secret strategy here that I'm not seeing, but on the face of it, it seems weird."
Well, they had just a few very, very, very brief moments in public before they headed behind closed doors to meet. So we'll see what comes out of that, or if we find out what comes out of that.
The section of these handshakes and the greetings is like a little bit much for me, but okay.
Yeah. What Joe is talking about, by the way, is the fact that the handshake between Putin and Trump earlier this morning just went viral, of course, and people are playing it in slow motion, frame by frame. What does it mean?
It's the Zapruder film of handshakes.
Exactly.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Democrats and some of the issues that they may be facing right now. And Trump is pretty unpopular, it seems, in many circles. The polls are completely not in his favor at this point. Yet, as unpopular as he is, why am I personally skeptical that the Democrats can truly take advantage and make gains where it matters most? And am I right in my skepticism?
You are correct in your skepticism. Hillary Clinton proved, and other congressional candidates proved, you cannot run a campaign by saying, "We're not Trump," or "Trump is horrible." You have to give people something to vote for. And the Democrats are still trying to figure that out. I mean, after I wrote this piece on Pelosi that ran the Chronicle Thursday, people were saying, the Democrats do a great job. They have a great platform. Well, maybe, but obviously many Americans don't know what it's about and not connecting with it.
But you say, Joe, in that article that it's not all Nancy Pelosi's fault.
No, it isn't. It isn't her fault. She is responsible. Let's face it, at her core, Pelosi is a vote wrangler, someone who keeps her caucus in tow. She herds the cats in Congress. That's excellent. She is a fundraiser, arguably the greatest fundraiser, not named Clinton or Obama, right now going. Mm-hmm. So she is wonderful at raising money for the party. She is a very good tactician in terms of keeping votes together. But she's not a message guru. She's not a great candidate recruiter.
Well, who is the message guru at this point? There doesn't appear to be one.
And there's the problem.
Yep.
there is not a coherent message from the Democrats other than, "God, Trump's terrible." They can say we're for the little guy, but at the same time, they raised more money from Wall Street in the last election cycle than they did from labor unions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who are you bowing to at that level?
Well, not just the missing message, Joe, but the fact that there's nobody coming up. In the state of California, anyway, nationally, there are a couple of names being really floated about publicly, but there doesn't seem to be any state Democratic leadership coming up.
Well, and I'll disagree with you on that one. I think there's a lot of leadership coming up behind the old guard that's been there for a while. Jerry Brown is running into his last year.
Right.
Pelosi is, Feinstein, et cetera. Those folks have been there a million years. But there's also Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, Adam Schiff, who's done a strong job on the House Intelligence Committee. So there is another generation there, but they still don't, they're still all quote-unquote junior people, as they're in their 50s, their early 50s now. They're still junior people because the senior people there are in their 70s and 80s.
Yep.
So there are people there, but they're not, they don't get as much oxygen as they might if they didn't have another generation above them.
Yeah, a cohesive platform might have something positive to do with that, don't you think?
Well, I think California has one platform. I think the state is definitely much more progressive in a lot of things, the way it handles things, whether it be immigration rights or climate change issues, than Democrats across the country. But that's the challenge. I mean, there's not a coherent message right now, and there's not a unifying force. There's not a Barack Obama. Granted, it's early, quote unquote, early, at least for the presidential cycle. We're just 6 months into the new administration. But there's also midterm elections.
Yes.
And slowly you're starting to see a couple folks running for Congress. I'm going to have something out on Sunday's Chronicle. It's going to talk about four women who are first-time candidates running against Tom McClintock, who's been there a long time.
Yes,
Republican,
he has.
From a very large district that goes from like along Yosemite from in interior California.
Well, we'll be watching, Joe, as eyes forward. That's what the Democrats are hoping for, that somewhere in their near future, there is a message coming forth. Thanks for being with us this morning. We sure appreciate
it. Always, anytime. Good talking to you, Pat.
All right, Joe. That's Joe Garofoli from The Chronicle talking about Nancy Pelosi and California politics at large.